Women's advocacy groups have welcomed a move to change a legal assumption that both parents in a custody battle deserve equal time with their child. A Queensland Labor MP has put a private member's bill to federal parliament in the wake of the murder of Brisbane woman Hannah Clark and her three children at the hands of her husband and their father last February. Experts, committees and family law reviews have recommended the change repeatedly, but it still may face opposition. Isabel Rowe reports.
It's 4 months this week since Hannah Clark and her three young children were violently killed in a Brisbane street by her estranged ex-partner.
It was horrendous and it shocked this house and the country. Their horrific murders created an outpouring of grief and promises by leaders to act, to make a difference.
Labor MP Graham Perrott has told federal parliament he wants to start that change by removing a section of family law which assumes both parents have equal shared parental responsibility.
Every child deserves to have decisions made about their life, made in their best interests and only their best interests. The current presumption is a dangerous fiction that urgently needs to be repealed.
3 years before Hannah Clark's murder brought family law matters back into the spotlight, the Australian Law Reform Commission made more than 90 recommendations to improve the family law system. This was one of them, to remove the assumption that both parents in a custody dispute should get equal parental responsibility for their child. Experts say many parents wrongly assume this means they're entitled to equal time with their child. Macquarie University family law expert Dr. Henry Carr explains.
The idea is that by removing this presumption in the Family Law Act, it will help promote greater clarity amongst the parties in a parenting dispute to make it clear that it is in the best interest of the child for both parents to make decisions about the child's long-term well-being. And it does not mean that each parent should have the right to equal time with the child in situations where it would not be appropriate.
Chief Executive of Women's Safety New South Wales, Hayley Foster, also backs the change.
What we would like to see is that presumption removed and for cases to be decided on their individual merits.
The Australian Institute of Family Studies found that more than 70% of custody disputes that end up in court involve allegations of violence. Hayley Foster says it's crucial those cases put the child, not the parents, first.
So it's about sending the message that we're not making a presumption here that there will be shared parenting in all cases. We're going to just look at what's in the best interest of the child. We're going to first make sure that children are safe, and then where it is safe to do so, let's make sure that children have contact with their families, with all parts of their family where it's safe.
She admits that may mean fewer men are granted equal responsibility for their child, but not in all cases.
Simply because we know that the majority of violence and abuse is perpetrated, it is gendered, it's perpetrated by men, not all violence. But, you know, really, we want to stick away from it being a gendered debate and focus on the safety of the child.
Even if it is the father who is the safer parent?
Absolutely.
The bill is yet to garner official support from government MPs, as Labor's Graham Perrott admits.
It's difficult to implement change from opposition. It requires the will of the government.
But Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson has previously backed the removal of presumed shared responsibility in a 2017 parliamentary inquiry into family law. Attorney General Christian Porter has told PM the government is still carefully considering its response to the Australian Law Reform Commission's recommendations and that they will be released in the near future. Women's advocate Hayley Foster says change has already been delayed enough.
We've had multiple inquiries recently that have recommended that this happen and happen urgently. So we are calling on parliamentarians from all sides to support this and get this done.
Hayley Foster is Chief Executive of Women's Safety New South Wales. A reporter there, Isabel Rowe.